There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we're going to be catching up with Jay Glazer coming up later on this hour on the show. Find out what he has to say about Sean Payton, about the AFC and NFC title games. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. But one story I wanted to tell here, because we've been spending the last minutes talking about the life of Billy Packer. Passed away earlier today at the age of 82, his son letting everybody know on social media. Billy Packer was the soundtrack to the NCAA tournament for 35 years. I feel like he did every single game. He would change locations. He would be in the East region during the day. He'd fly to the Southeast region at night. And, you know, we talked about his style and how it wasn't for everybody, and that he was someone who was, I think Mike Francesa had the best big line about him. He used to say Billy Packer would do games like he had a red pen, right? Like, I'm looking what guys are doing wrong, and I'm saying what guys are doing wrong. And it was different, right? You didn't have players being critical of college kids like that. And when he would broadcast a game, he was very polarizing. And you would talk about what Billy Packer said during, I can't believe Billy Packer said this, and I was so glad when that got slammed. Billy, I mean, he made the game more entertaining. And there's no better Billy Packer moment. You go back and look at one of the millions of NCAA tournament moments that he broadcast. But you remember back in 2005, one of the great buzzer beaters was Patrick Sparks of Kentucky, right? Against Michigan State. You've seen the video a bunch of times where Kentucky is losing by three at the end, and they get like three threes in the last 8 seconds. And the final one was Patrick Sparks, who puts up this three, and it bounces off the rim, and it bounces off the rim again, and it bounces off the rim a third time, and it rolls around the top of the cylinder, and it rolls through for a three-pointer, sends the game to overtime. The crowd goes crazy, right? Well, Patrick Sparks is a player that Billy Packer was critical of in a previous game that he broadcast. So after Patrick Sparks hits that three, he goes over to the broadcast area where Billy Packer is doing the game, and he trash talks a little bit. Says, "How'd you like that? What'd you think of that?" And this is a quintessential Billy Packer moment, right? Here he is. Here's Patrick Sparks getting his revenge. And what did Billy Packer do? He put out his hand for a high five. And Patrick Sparks smacks his hand and then goes back and play. I mean, a legendary moment. And that's Billy Packer in one moment. Oh, he pissed off people so much by what he said. And then the guy comes over. What does he do? He high-fives the kid after. I mean, that's Billy Packer in one story.
But that's the thing, right, is that he stood out because he was, I guess for a lack of a better term, abrasive, right? He was a guy that was critical and wanted the best game and best executed learnings and whatever else out there. So he called it out when a play failed, why it failed. And unfortunately, that means names were used, and you know, they named names. He didn't just talk in generalities, but he had a way about him that the love of the game came through, which is why he did it for as long as he did at the highest of levels, and why he was such a look at all the guys he worked with. Look at all the broadcast partners through the years.
Wasn't it just Jim Nantz? Didn't he do every game with Jim Nantz?
I think every single game was with Jim Nantz. Stuff with Musburger and whatever when he was studios things. You know, so like he worked with a number of these legends, and obviously Jim Nantz for a long while. But it's just that idea of, you know, different styles, right? Some folks look at the NFL right now. People have decided they don't like Tony Romo anymore. Right. It's the old rule of thumb. We love it for 18 to 24 months, and then we don't anymore. Remember, the Warriors were great. They were reinventing the game. Damn it, they ruined the game with all of their 40-foot jump shots. Billy Packer is a guy who, whether you loved him or hated him, you tuned in because you knew you were going to get an honest call of a game.
Yeah, and it's you know, he was the kind of guy that was, as a broadcaster, he was ahead of his time. Right now, you think about his whole career, like we talked about some of the times he got in hot water for saying things off the air, and now he would be a lightning rod now if he was on the air. But as a broadcaster, he was ahead of his time because he was that first guy that would criticize college kids. Because I remember even starting out on the radio when I was starting my career in the early 2000s, even when I was at ESPN, it was really difficult. You didn't really hear a lot of criticism of college athletes, right? You didn't hear it. In college basketball,
that's too bad.
Yeah, it was that's too bad. And
too
all
bad
the criticism. Yeah, and all the criticism was the coaches. That was who got all the criticism.
He didn't put him in the position to make a play.
Yes.
They could have done this, that, the other. Yeah.
This coach sucks. This coach did this. But the player, he should have been better. You just never got that. You never got it because it was kind of this unspoken thing. You don't want to criticize kids. It's a bunch of kids. But Billy Packer, you know, saw it as, this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. These kids are coming. You know he knows the kids are getting money, and you know that it's where you know they're getting scholarships. They have a pretty good life, okay? So, yeah, if this kid's not playing well, that's what you would say, and that's what I would say. And he was unapologetic for it, and it's what made him so divisive. I remember Syracuse, before I even graduated college, when Billy Packer would do a lot, because, look, all Syracuse games in the early 90s were all big deals, the Big East, games against Georgetown and UConn, you know, Syracuse. He was sending guys to the NBA all the time, right? It was the end of the Derek Coleman era, and we did Sherman Douglas and Ronnie Cicely and all those guys. And he would come do the games, and he did a lot of them with Musburger because that was the pairing before Musburger got fired from CBS. And I remember, just even fans, even students, just yelling stuff at Billy Packer and putting up signs for Billy Packer, like more so than like you go to a game, any other game besides Georgetown, you get all these signs up for, you know, negative signs for the other team and all this kinds of crap. And there'd be signs up for Billy Packer. Billy Packer, you did blah, blah. And they would have to make him take the signs down. And he was kind of like the traveling rock star show. He was almost like, if I can convey this the right way, he was almost like a college basketball, but a little bit different version of Charles Barkley. that's kind of what it was like, where he would say things that would ruffle you, but you know he's coming at it with the expertise. And a lot of times he got out of bounds with what he said, and he had to walk it back, and he had to say things, oh, okay, I shouldn't have said that. And there's, you know, honestly, there were too many times in his career where he had to do that, but he still went back to it. Same thing with Barkley. Barkley's, you know, you speak for a living, and you speak all the time, and you say things. Barkley's always like, hey, I should have walked this back. I should have said this. I didn't mean to say this. So Barkley's done that in the past, too. But that's kind of what Billy Packer was like. He's kind of a little bit different version of Barkley. And if Billy Packer's career was now, he would be the Barkley of college basketball. And that's what he would be. And he would have a lot of attention. Every game he did, this is a Billy Packer game. Oh, what's he going to say? He's going to say that Joe Girard sucks, and he's going to say that Judah Mintz is overrated, and Jim Boeheim, yeah, Jimmy's got to walk away at some point. You know, he'd be saying all these things. It'd be, oh, Billy Packer on the broadcast. That's kind of who he would be right now.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. I just, as I'm refreshing my timeline and we're watching the NBA game and everything and thinking about Billy Packer and his history, the tweet from Dick Vitale comes out. So sad to learn of the passing of Billy Packer, who had such a passion for college basketball. My prayers go out to Billy's son, Mark, and the entire Packer family. Always had great respect for Billy and his partners, Dick Enberg, Al McGuire. They were super. May Billy rest in peace. And I think, categorize Billy Packer from an observational standpoint, right? You're looking at who he is and how he called games. Dick Vitale has always been seen as the unabashed cheerleader for college sports and college basketball, right? To where it's, let's get the crowd fired up. And Packer was doing the same thing, just through a different lens, right? Not that Vitale can't be instructional at times, but mostly he's a cheerleader and hyping the best and the big moments of games and coaching decisions and stuff. Packer did the thing with the criticisms, whether you liked it or not. And I think the two of them in tandem form, you know, the whole of our basketball watching broadcasting experience, certainly from my childhood and all the way through to today with Dick Vitale.
Really? I mean, I mentioned to you a few minutes ago about all the different highlights you're going to see on the internet tonight from college basketball, and it's all going to be Billy Packer and what Billy Packer has said about games. You're going to see 1,000 big games, and Billy Packer's going to be part of them, right? One of his big calls is when Arizona won the national title. Miles Simon, when he says Simon says championship. You have Arkansas winning the NCAA title in the 90s. They were 40 minutes of hell. Look, there's so many of them, right? The Kansas in the Final Four against North Carolina when they got out to that 45-3 lead a few years ago. I mean, you see all of these. But here's just to give you a glimpse of exactly what Billy Packer was like and how long he was around and how important he was to college basketball. I looked at a highlight a couple of minutes ago of Billy Packer doing an interview with Bobby Knight from the Final Four in 1976. Right, this is when Bobby Knight went undefeated, right, won the national championship, because Billy Packer did the Final Four then. He did a Final Four. So I'm watching, here's an interview with him after calling the game, likely, with his broadcast partner in 1976, and then I just watch a highlight of him calling Steph Curry's 40-point game in the NCAA tournament in 2008. I mean, think about that. Bobby Knight in 76 and Steph Curry in 2008. That's how long the guy did the NCAA tournament for. It's insane to think about. That's only go, no, wait. Yes, be a 1976 Final Four, 2008 run for Steph Curry and Davidson. That blows my mind that he did that.
Amazing staying power, longevity, and always got tongues wagging. And certainly within institutions, don't tell me they didn't watch the tape and try to evaluate, self-scout, and help guys get through things as well. So keen eye and a tongue that, got him in trouble at times, but certainly made watching a game an educational and entertaining experience.
Twitter and how about a Fresca? Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smiths are with Mike Harmon. Billy Packer passing away at the age of 82. And again, all the highlights of Billy Packer's career, right? North Carolina State, the Lorenzo Charles dunk. I mean, there's thousands of them. There's thousands and thousands of highlights of what he called. It's really, I mean, you talk about a volume of work for a guy. We talk about it for guys like Vin Scully and what he was able to do. So many highlights, so many games, NFL, you know, Major League Baseball. It really is that kind of a thing for the NCAA tournament for Billy Packer.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Pop quiz, Harmon. More shocking result tonight. The Knicks going on the road and beating the Celtics in overtime, or the Pistons going on the road and beating the Nets?
Let's go.
Bigger surprise tonight. Which is it? Which is it?
Well, I know all the guys from the Celtics played. Did all the guys from the Nets?
Wow. Well, Kyrie had 40. Okay. And he and Ben Simmons combined for 40.
Exit. Well, that sums it up.
So there you go. You okay with
that? Hey, Ben Simmons actually hit a couple of shots yesterday. A lot of shock and awe. And all the back and forth between Embiid and Durant on social media was fantastic.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. But you see the Nets, man. It was like, hey, the Nets are great. Look at the Nets. Look how, now they're winning. Now look how good. And what do I always say about the Nets? Wait 2 weeks. You think the Nets are great? Wait 2 weeks. It's just like,
game.
Oh, look at Porzingis. He's playing. Yeah, wait 2 weeks. Wait 2 weeks, and he'll either stop playing or something happens or he gets hurt. Oh, but the Nets, yeah, wait 2 weeks. Something will happen. They'll stop playing. Someone will get hurt. It's what it is. Oh, it's great. It's great. They've had a great 3 weeks. Yeah, okay. It's been 3 weeks. It's a
Edmund
great 3 weeks.
Edmund Sumner awesome. Had 24, though, off the bench.
Did you just say Lou Alcindor had 20 off the bench?
No, I was going to say Gordon Sumner. But it was Edmund Sumner.
Oh, okay.
Because then I could start singing Synchronicity, too.
Stop. Call the police. Gordon Sumner had 20 off the bench tonight for Brooklyn.
The Pistons had 8 guys in double figures. 8 of the 9 players that played tonight were in double figures.
Man, I'll tell you, that is something. Hey, but if you need to know one thing from the show tonight, just this was the biggest win of the season by a team in the NBA. The Knicks with their victory over the Celtics.
Well, see, I was getting all sucked into the fact that Luka had to leave with an injury. He's okay, but not returning tonight. First scoreless game of his career.
Yeah, think about that. Suddenly remember the LeBron streak of all the games he had with at least 10 points, and that breaks that for Luka now. Luka's
just
got
like
that streak broken now.
I tell you.
Look, big stuff going on in the NFL as the Jets hire Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. Exciting, exciting, because this means Aaron Rodgers is on the way. if you think it doesn't, I mean, come on, you can't see.
Wasn't that
stuff.
What they said in Denver last year, though?
Yeah, they said what? They were getting Aaron Rodgers. Well, they got Russell Wilson instead.
Yay.
Now, think about this. If they could do that over again, who would they rather have? Oh, boy,
100%.
I don't know.
If you're going to give up that kind of draft capital, yes.
But, Jason, if you think Aaron Rodgers isn't the same guy, why are you so excited? Have you seen our quarterback play this year? Have you seen it? Zach Wilson was like the 32nd rated quarterback in the NFL this year, right? That's what it was. Yep. If we had had, and I'm just going to go out, I'm going to say this. If we had, of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the 25th highest rated passer, the Jets are probably still playing and they're in the conference championship game. I'll throw it out there. The 25th rated passer in the game. Let me look up who 25th was. 25 is Justin Fields. 25th rated passer playing in more games. If the Jets had Justin Fields and his 17 touchdowns and his 1,000 yards rushing, the Jets are still playing.
You go down.
25.
Say, just to remember with the Denver Broncos and the Russell Wilson experiment and Nathaniel Hackett, probably wouldn't have looked nearly as bad. No, I'll just say it. If there wasn't for Geno, if they'd had a terrible season, then it's like, all right, you made the trade, now you build. But instead, your season sucked and the Seahawks made the playoffs behind Geno, which means that magnifying glass really showed us all of the imperfections at a whole other level, and Denver runs him out of town. But yeah, the connect the dot game for Aaron Rodgers is certainly there. We've had all his talking points, so it comes back to the three options of all of this. He quits and walks the earth like Kane in Kung Fu. He stays in Green Bay. They come out to a deal, and he likes the fact that they've got all this young talent, and maybe gives back a little bit of money, cap space, for in terms of what they have to give up is bad, but not insurmountable. But they have a number of free agents, including Aaron Jones. They've got to figure out what to do with him. And then they trade him off for parts and draft picks somewhere else, whether it's a couple of firsts or players get involved or whatever. But it would appear that the Jets, at least by making this move today, are doing everything they can. Doesn't mean they won't fire him tomorrow. I mean, that contract might not even be drafted. Aaron's not coming. See ya. But as we talked about earlier.
Is there an out? Did you put that out clause in? Tell me you put that out clause in, that 3-day out clause that I can get out of this for.
He said he had a line on Aaron Rodgers and he was going to be able to make this happen. He did not. But that's not written anywhere. Yeah. But, we were in a one-party state, so I was able to record it. So I have it.
If you think, listen, just come back with me on this for a second. If you really think Aaron Rodgers isn't getting traded, just go back to the last couple of years where we debated because Aaron Rodgers talked about him being unhappy, right? And what have we got in the last 2 years? Did we ever get a second from the Packers where there was a story where they could be floating it out there, they could trade Aaron Rodgers? Was there ever any talk from Aaron Rodgers that, hey, if I go someplace else, this is what I would do? No, it's just, was he happy enough to stay? We never got anything about a destination, about a trade. And now what do we get on Tuesday? Packers. Aaron Rodgers would be traded to the AFC. Two first-round picks. The Jets are already very happily admitting they would pick that. Rodgers does an interview saying, I'll waive my money. I'll figure out my money if I'm going to play next year someplace else. We didn't get any of that for 2 years. And in a day on Tuesday, we got all of those things. He's getting dealt. I mean, it's happening. It's just going to be, let's make it work and let's figure out the money. And they're working on it right now. And Aaron Rodgers could wind up being a Jet as soon as it's possible, because they're not going to want to let this go and say, okay, let's, no, they're going to make it done as soon as possible. The money will figure itself out. He's going to be a Jet, and that's where it's going to be.
End Rake story. Him over the coals. Get every bit you possibly can. Oh, out of man. The New York Football Jets.
I'll say no. Don't get anything you can, because you want to be you want to be able to win championships, right? If I'm Aaron Rodgers, hey, I'm not telling them what to do, but I would say, listen, let's figure out the money. Just pay me $1 million base salary. Take all that money. Take all that cash and get free agents.
If you're Green Bay, you
take it all and get free agents.
You are bleeding them for everything you possibly can. You want Aaron Rodgers? Come get him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Now, we talked a little bit about Frank Reich getting hired. In fact, it's up there right now at Fox Sports Radio. You can see it in its entirety. Awesome, awesome stuff. We talked a little bit about Frank Reich getting hired by the Panthers as their new head coach today. And first, I want to say this. Did you know he was the first quarterback in Panthers history and threw the first touchdown? You would have never known that, because it was never anywhere on social media today. Can you
tell I'm being facetious?
Can you tell I'm being facetious?
Wait.
Every single person put that out there.
Is this a Kershaw and Stafford moment for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He went to high school with them?
Yeah. And Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Frank Reich was the first threw the first touchdown. Here's his touchdown to Pete Metzelaars. Okay, great, great.
Well, let's talk about the greatness of Pete Metzelaars while we're at it, though.
I got bludgeoned with that today. You know, he threw the first touchdown.
You say just, Pete you know, Pretzel Arms?
No.
What did you say?
Metzelaars. Pete Metzelaars.
That's pretty good.
With two A's.
You said Pretzel Arms.
No, but Pete Pretzel Arms. I think he was a wrestler in the NWO in the 70s.
And
It was Pete Pretzel Arms. Oh. He had the big pretzel arm move where he would catch you.
He would turn your arm into a pretzel.
And he would keep headbutting you. And that would be what it was. You couldn't move your arms. It looked like a pretzel.
Well, bit by bit, he would reshape it while the crowd oohed and awed.
And then he would fold you up into a pretzel.
Yeah. Damn he would right. sprinkle salt on you and pick you up and dip you in this huge cheese.
Well, if it was a barbed wire match, you had a bunch of cuts, which means that salt was really going to be a problem.
Human pretzel. So they hire Frank Reich today. And listen, I understand the outrage, people being upset that Steve Wilks isn't getting a job, isn't getting the job, because he took over a team that looked like they were ready to tank, and it was just shepherd this team through to the end. And instead, Steve Wilks knew, this is my chance to put myself on the map again to potentially be a head coach. And he got them to play hard. They got back in the race because the division stunk, let's be honest. And they got to the chance the last couple weeks of the season where they were playing for the division, right? So that's a pretty good comeback. Now, they didn't play great, but they also traded away their best player, and they tried to make it work. And he did a great job. And the best thing I can say is that he's put himself back on the map to be a head coach again. But the Panthers, this is the thing. Offense. This is the way the NFL is. You got to have an offensive head coach. You have to. And the Panthers, the one thing they need is an offensive head coach. They look at what the Jaguars did last year by hiring Doug Peterson and saying, well, look what he did. He's an offensive head coach. He won the Super Bowl. Look where the Jaguars are now with Trevor Lawrence. They knew they have the draft picks. They're getting a quarterback. They need to get that right. They needed an offensive head coach. This is not anything more. If Steve Wilks was an offensive head coach, I could say, okay, he should have gotten the job. But Frank Reich's an offensive head coach. He knows what it takes to build a team. He's brought up quarterbacks before. He's brought them to high levels that have never played well since. So Frank Reich, yeah, I get why they're hiring him. He got fired in Indianapolis, and it was kind of ridiculous that he lost his job at that point in the season. But this is a guy that has a proven offensive record, and you need an offensive head coach if you're going to succeed. And you have a new quarterback coming in, whoever it's going to be, you kind of had to go offense. So I get it with Frank Reich, and I like them bringing him in.
So Scott Fitterer is going to be able to select a quarterback better than what they did a year ago, right? Because Frank Reich may find himself in the same damn position. Hey, I got everybody else playing hard. This working. What's the problem, quarterback?
What's your problem, quarterback?
The song remains the same.
You just did the Joker's laugh, man.
That was good. Harmon hit that good. He had that. Yeah. What's your problem, quarterback?
Right upside your head.
What's the problem, quarterback?
Sam.
Oh, say you really
besides
do miss Donald.
Chair. But no, but look, but that's what it is. They know they need to get this right. So let's bring in a guy that has gotten it right before, and we can trust his track record. I mean, really, that's the way it is. If you're a defensive coach, you're coming at a head coaching job from a really difficult angle. It's just an offensive time in the league now.
He'll get it right, TJ.
Ah, very nice. Coming up next, boy, do we have a story we are going to zig instead of zagging on the Dallas Cowboys, Fox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.